about it.
Okay. Today's class is sponsored again by Avraham Meradian for Pesudas Tevis and the four Shlemas and all good things. Okay, we are in middle of Eis Yud of Ata Tetzaveh. And the last thing the Rebbe is explaining about, there's a Mesidus Nefesh to come. A Jew could be broken from the fact that he has oppression against Yiddishkeit. And then you have another thing that a Jew is, so as we use the expression, complacency in Golos. Because the Jew is bothered that a Lukus is not revealed all over the world. Because even if there's one corner in the world where godliness is not revealed, that means godliness is not the ultimately revealed. It's not ultimately revealed because there's a place where it doesn't have. And now the Alter Rebbe starts saying in Yud that this revelation of the essence of the neshama of Mord is greater with the Mesidus Nefesh of complacency in Golos, rather even more so than the Mesidus Nefesh of the people, more of Mesidus Nefesh of difficulties and oppression. And he starts explaining because we see there are people that over there had a tremendous amount of Mesidus Nefesh, and here they don't have that much level of Mesidus Nefesh. And now that I'm explaining why is this now, so it's hard to say. It's the middle of Yud. About midway, in the middle of Yud. He said, this, that those Jews stood with Mesidus Nefesh for many, many years. Because it was revealed within them the essence of the neshama, above natural ways, above the revealed powers, but it didn't change the revealed powers. Meaning like this, to give another example. When a miracle breaks nature, or when light makes a room, a dark room light, it's not that you changed darkness into light. It's not that you changed nature. You broke nature. You broke darkness. The proof of it is the second you take away the light, it's back to where it was. So obviously you didn't transform darkness. He says the Mesidus Nefesh, that oppression of Golus makes, it means it you're revealing within yourself a power of Mesidus Nefesh, which is above the Kreiches HaGiluyim, so to speak. It breaks the revealed powers. It gives you a level of Mesidus Nefesh. But it doesn't change the Kreiches HaGiluyim. Because the second that Mesidus Nefesh is over, you're back to where you were.
So it's better to be higher or better to be lower?
One second. Zesh etzem and neshami etzem degam Kreiches HaGiluyim. He says, this, that the essence is the essence also of the revealed powers. Whatever. So he says like this. When you have Mesidus Nefesh of difficult times, Mesidus Nefesh is very powerful. It influences your revealed powers to have Mesidus Nefesh. But then he says, but the level of the Jew being oppressed, so to speak, from complacency in Golus, his Shagam Kreches, Aguluim Shula Hatsirda Kreches, and Guluim Kamechadim Etzim. Then he says like this. Yep, the Mesidus Nefesh reveals the essence of the neshama. That's what he said before. It reveals Ma'od. But Ma'od itself is also limited, that its essence and not revealed powers. Like we said many times, infinite is limited, that it's infinite and not finite. So therefore, when you speak about essence of the neshama versus revealed powers of the neshama, intellect, emotions, thought, speech, and action, So the essence is not the revealed powers, because it's essence. Essence is not revealed. So you have one thing called essence, and then you have one thing called revealed powers. Mesiras Nefesh of oppression means the essence influences the revealed powers to have Mesiras Nefesh. But it's still not that the revealed powers reveal the essence of what the essence really is. When do the revealed powers reveal that this is their essence? He says, from the mere fact that a Jew is in Golos.
Essence could never be revealed.
Essence could be revealed only in this level of complacency in Golos. Because there's nothing, again, complacency in Golos. Well, let's go backwards. Haman, Hitler, Stalin, those guys, yeah? That because they made decrees against you, that's the cause of Mesiras Nefesh. Again, it's cause and effect. When a Jew is just upset from the mere fact that he's in Golos, there's nothing making him do it. There's nothing causing him to do it. It is because the neshama is not revealed, because Golos doesn't allow godliness to be revealed. It's not something causing, it's not the essence as the essence causing revealed powers, because then it's two separate things. What? It's not God, everything is great. You could do Torah mitzvahs, you could learn, you could daven, everything is great. We're not talking about Golos of oppression. We're talking about Golos of Harchava.
Comfortable
Golos. Not uncomfortable. Extremely comfortable Golos.
And you have everything and you realize you don't have anything that's...
So then there's nothing causing it. It is, you are feeling that I'm not me. That's not coming from anything else. That's the ultimate level of Ma'ar. Because when Mesiras Nefesh is causing you Ma'ar, there's something causing it. It's the essence, but it's the way the essence is overpowering the revealed powers. So normally you'd give in to the evil, and you don't give in to the evil. But it's not that the revealed powers of the person on their own are changing, are feeling the essence. And that's where complacency in Golos. And he says, this is the essence of the neshama. And Vetzir Kreiches are two separate things. Essence and revealed powers are two separate. Why? Fishigam etzem neshama, even the essence of the neshama, mugder is begeder, is also limited. What's its limitation? What's the limitation of infinite? That it's not finite. What's the limitation of the essence of the neshama? That it geder shalom. What's its limitation? That it's lemay limitir keich. That it's not the revealed powers. It's the essence. But the essence of the neshama, the way it's rooted in the essence of Hashem, which is the essence of Hashem, which essence, and it's all the same, that etim, pshit is that
yam v'tzir
kesham
kulachad, is all one. So is the difference that essence of the neshama versus the essence of Atzmos itself?
The essence of the Rebbe is explaining here, there's two levels of essence of the neshama. There's an essence of the neshama, which is very powerful, that because that's revealed, it influences your revealed powers to have Mesiras Nefesh. But that itself is a limited essence because it's essence and not revealed. It's not revealed powers, it's essence. Then there's a level of essence, let's speak in different language. Torah is one with Hashem. Torah is the essence of Hashem. And neshamas are the essence of Hashem. Correct? Now, Torah in Hashem is one. Yidden and neshama is one. Now, which one of the two is a deeper connection to the essence? Torah or neshamas? Neshamas. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas instead of breaking the Yidden. If there's a choice, neshamas are deeper. Why? Because even the essence of the neshama, there's two levels. There's the essence of the neshama, the way neshama is connected to the essence. And then there's a level, but it's essence. Then there's a level of neshama that the Rebbe is saying over here, that this only complacency of Golos reveals, because it's not coming from any ulterior motive. It's not coming from any cause. It's not coming from oppression. It's not coming from anything. It's caused by the neshama itself feeling that it can't be revealed. That's the real essence of the neshama. And that's the way the neshama is rooted in the essence of Hashem, which is even higher than the level of the essence of Hashem, which is limited, that it's essence of Hashem and not the revelation of Hashem.
So this higher level of essence of essence is still not revealed.
It's only revealed, through a neshama being complacent, in the level of complacency and goals.
The deeper and higher level is can be revealed, whereas the lower essence level cannot be revealed.
Correct.
But anytime you leave a comfort zone, is the same thing?
Anytime you leave your comfort zone to a certain respect is Mesiras Nefesh. Now, is something causing you to leave your comfort zone? Or is it just you yourself leaving your comfort zone? If it's something else causing you to leave your comfort zone, it's pretty good, by the way. It's more, it's Mesiras Nefesh, but it's a lower level Mesiras Nefesh. And the proof is, like the Rebbe says, over there they had Mesiras Nefesh, and here they didn't have Mesiras Nefesh.
What level is Yechidah? Essence?
From here it comes out there's two levels of Yechidah, but I don't know what it means. But it's probably a deeper level of Yechidah. Because there's a level of Yechidah, like the Rebbe explains in Kunz Tzion Shel Teres Chassidus, there's a level of Yechidah that is above everything, but then there's the way the level of Yechidah influences everything. Like oil stays on top, but it makes everything oily. That's a much deeper level. In other words, the level of Atzmus of Hashem, or a Neshama, sorry. There's a level of essence of the Neshama, which is connected to the essence of Hashem. But again, that level is also limited, that is essence and not revealed. It's infinite and not finite. Correct? Then you have a level of neshama, the way really the neshama is rooted, that it can't be any other way. This is the way it is, and it can't be any other way. So nothing's causing it to happen. Like we said, if oppression is causing it to happen, that's the cause and effect. Because this is the Gilui of Mashiach. And that's why this is what the Rebbe is saying in Vata Tetzaveh. This is what today is all about. To reach a level of the Neshama, which is greater than the Mesiras Nefesh of Mordechai's time, of Russian times, of whenever it may be.
So that way, is that the level of infinite versus the level of above infinite?
The way you have the way infinite is limited, that it's infinite, not finite. And then you come to the ultimate level of infinite, that it's above both. It's not infinite, it's not finite.
And are we talking about essence of these two, that are essence of the neshama?
He's talking about essence and neshama. This level of essence of the neshama is rooted in the essence of Hashem, which is above everything, above infinite, finite, but nature, miracle, everything. That's the ultimate connection the neshama has with Alokus. But that can only be from causes of not a cause and effect causes, but rather just by itself.
Doesn't have to be
necessarily
torture.
Huh?
It doesn't have to be torture.
No, for character, he's speaking complacency. Everything great. You can have your yachts, you can have your cars, you can have your houses, you can have whatever you want. And this, by the way, as we see factually, this is a much more difficult level to reach than the Mesiras Nefesh of Mordechai's time. Yeshleimar, well, Bizei Yeshleimar.
So how does a person get himself to do this?
Exactly.
1 second. The pchin is hamor the neshama shemizgalas aydei mesiras nefesh. This mor, which is revealed through mesiras nefesh, is like we just explained. Etzem and neshama k'meishu mugdedes b'inyan pshita shelamayim mesiras kaiches. So this level of Mesiras Nefesh awakens the essence of the neshama, the way essence is limited in being essence above the Kreches HaGeluyim. But, Ubachin is more the neshama Shemiz Galus, Aidei Ein, the Kosis. But this more of the neshama which is revealed through the Inyan of Kosis, from the fact that Nimsoim Begolus, not something causing it to happen, is Gilui Etzem and Neshama Kameshu Mishreshes V'atzmas. That is the Gilui of the way it's connected. How do you get to this level? That's what the Rebbe wanted to do, that Jews shouldn't be too excited in Golos. And you have to connect to that level. In other words, the whole desire of the person is not Gashmias. How do you get to that level? By realizing what Gashmias is and what Ruchnias is and what the purpose is and what's really important. It depends. Yeah. But it depends what you do with the Gashmias. That's also true. Gashmias reveals a deeper level of Elokus than Ruchnias. Correct? But that's when the Gashmias is used for Elokus. If the Gashmias is used because it's nicer to have a nicer car, a nicer house, nicer boat, a nicer this and a nicer that, then the Gashmias is not being utilized to serve Hashem. Then it's a vehicle to serve yourself. It makes me feel good. I feel good. Yeah? When the Gemara says, Isha no, Bayis no, Kelim no, Machib and Daita Shom, the Gemara says, a beautiful wife, a beautiful house, beautiful Kelim, broaden the mind of the person. That's only when the person realizes it's not anything. It's not about me enjoying life. It's about utilizing it to serve Hashem. And the classic example of this is seen, what the Gemara says, at the end of Ksubis, when Rabbi Yudan Nasi was dying, on his deathbed, he picked up his hand and he vowed, I didn't enjoy this world even a small finger's worth. Rabbi Yudan Nasi was the richest man in his time. And the Gemara speaks about how wealthy he was. The stable boy of Rabbi Yudan Nasi was richer than the Persian king, Shfar Malka, the Gemara says. The stable boy who took care of Rebbe's horses was richer than the Persian king. Yet, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, on his deathbed, he's not playing games. He had all these luxuries. By him, it was not luxuries. It was the tool and the vehicle to serve Hashem. We are not on that level, okay? We have to strive to be on that level. That Gashmias doesn't change the person in any way. In other words, it's not about the show, the enjoyment, the entertainment. It's about, this is what I'm using to serve Hashem. And therefore, it can only be used to serve Hashem. Not his own tithes. Okay, let's go back to it. Yudalef, Yeshakash, you can connect this with what it explains in the Maimon. The Mesha Venu binds the Eden to Hashem, and you should take the oil to Mesha. The Achre Shemesha Yitzav Yekash is Bnei Yisrael. After, what's the sequence of the Pasuk? So he says like this. Through this, the Mesha Venu first connects the Eden with Hashem. Then, Azayavil, the Mesha Shemin Zayis, She Yisrael, Ayde Avidosim, the Eden, through their Aveda, you see, for Gili Erba Madregas Meshe, like he said before, make Meshe Rabbeinu greater. Just like the feet has something that the head doesn't have, because the feet can take the head to where the head can go on its own. Through this, that Meshe Rabbeinu connects the Eden Tasha, and they have their avoida of doing kosis, v'yikhoi lacha shaman zayis, I mean, that they bring, they add koyach, they add revelation to Mesha. What does it mean in Aveda? This, how does Mesha Rabbeinu connect the Yidden with Hashem? He feeds and internalizes the Amuna, like the Rebbe explained in the whole Maimon. That in addition to the Amunah, because the Neshama sees Elokus, which again, cause and effect, mitzadesh and neshama lemailor elokus, it should also come mitzad etzem and neshama. In other words, a Jew doesn't believe because the neshama lemailor sees elokus, and therefore that influences the neshama. No. The emuna of a Jew is, it is elokus. It's not because something is causing it to happen. Then it's cause and effect. So it's two different things. Then there's something is influencing the neshama to believe in Hashem. The aved of Meishe Rabbeinu, on this aved that Yimei Yichu Elech Hashem and Zayizach means that Meishe Rabbeinu connects the Eden in such a way by feeding them emuna. Not only the level of emuna that the neshama sees alokos and you internalize it, but Meishe Rabbeinu reveals more. And this is revealed only in the time of complacency and goals. The emuna of the Jew is because, not because, it is elokus.
Not because.
Not because. So the emuna is, it is elokus.
So it's the emuna that's causing the kasis to reveal the essence?
So he says that what through this, Meishe Rabbeinu, that Meishe Rabbeinu reveals the emuna in the yin from the essence, that gives the ability for the essence of the neshama to be revealed, which causes it pain from the fact that it's in galus. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Okay, that's just... This is what the pasuk says. You bind the Eden. The law shemvatut tzavas bnei Yisrael. Mashma shemeshe mekashim mechabes bnei Yisrael atzman. Here the Rebbe is saying another point. I'm going to leave it with this. Vatut tzavas bnei Yisrael simply means Meishe Rabbeinu connects the Eden to Hashem. Here he says no. Another interpretation is you bind the Eden to one another. You bind the Yidden to whom? To themselves. He said, "Kimitzad etzem and neshama," because in the essence, kol Yisrael heim chad, they're a taco all one. What differentiates Jews from one from the next is the revealed powers. That's what's happening. Some learns more, some can learn that. Some more from less from. More ava, less ava. It's all, that's what separates the Jew. When you reveal the essence of the neshama, which Meishe Rabbeinu does, then all the Yidden realize that Taka one. The Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden become one. Why? Because that level of essence is revealed. Not only the lower level of essence, the higher level of essence, which is not even essence, which is above essence and revealed. Okay. I got them, they're already some, I got to go.